KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the second half of KSL at Night. My name is Greg Skordis, and I'm with Leah Murray this evening. And remember, if you missed any of our segments, you can go to kslpodcast.com after the show's been aired and just look up KSL at Night, and you can pick up everything. This is a program that I think a lot of people listen to. I get comments all the time from just walking into the court, the bailiffs will say, "Hey, we heard you on KSL at Night last night."
And the nice thing about the podcast option, and really you can get it on any app that you use to download podcasts, is there might be some segment you heard and you're like, I want to hear the whole thing, right? Or right. You'll hear Greg say, we talked to this person last week, right? And you're like, well, I need to hear right. that. You can go back and find it.
Yeah. So let's talk about a trial that's going on in Manhattan right now. The first U.S. president to be charged criminally is starting a trial Monday. We're talking about Donald Trump. His lawyers and the Manhattan prosecutors have selected their jury out of 200 prospective jurors. They've found 12 jurors and 6 alternates, just like they did with Chad Daybell. So you've got your 12.
Yeah, so let's just pause right there, like how you're blowing past that right there.
Okay.
So what's interesting is I've been listening to reporting on this voir dire process, right, Greg, where and we've talked about this on this show,
can
right?
You
like
right.
you get to say, I'm the criminal defense attorney and I don't like her hair. Boom. So you've got like some number of just, I can just throw you out. Then you get to challenge others based on prejudice. And the reporting that and by the way, there are no cameras in this courthouse. So this is reporting. People are sitting and watching like you when you go to Chad Daybell, and then they report it afterward. The reporting that was coming out is the questions they were asking the jurors, the potential jurors. And I wanted to know if you could kind of compare it to your own experience as a criminal defense attorney. So Trump's lawyers kept asking people, how do you feel about Trump? And one of the jurors reportedly said, it doesn't matter how I feel. All that matters if I can be fair and impartial. But every single juror, the criminal defense attorney was asking, how do you feel about Trump? How do you feel about Trump? Why would they do that? And like, is that normal, or is just, holy cow, this whole case is going to be really not normal?
Yeah, you would have to wonder why the judge allowed that. So it's not normal. And your first question was, how do they do that? Because the judge allowed it. So when we start with the jury pool in this case of 200, now remember, you've got to get 12. So the first thing you do is you just go through this question answer that you just described, which is, how do you feel about Trump? You know, what biases do you have? What do you know about the case? Do you tend to favor the word of a police officer over another person? Do you expect a defendant to have to testify at a trial? There are all kinds of questions that are just standard to a trial, and you would ask those questions, and you're right. You sort of set it in reverse a little bit, that you can take them off for any reason. That's the last thing you do. The first thing you do is you start with the 200, and then the judge asks the jury questions, and then the lawyers and the judge talk and say, wait a minute, I don't think that person could be on the jury because they're related to one of the police officers who's going to testify, or they're just so in favor or so against Donald Trump that they can't be fair. They've just said, look, I love the man. I don't care what he did. I'm not going to find him guilty. Or I despise the man. I'm not going to hear anything you say. I'm going to find him guilty. So you're right. The juror who says, who cares what I think? I want to hear the evidence, and I'll decide the case based on the evidence that's presented. How do I feel about him? You know, what's the right answer? I mean, what do you say? I feel like he was a good president, and you know, he's got some weird ideas, but I think I can be a fair juror. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you get to that, you get that 200 down to like 45 or 50. And I don't want to skip ahead too much. And then the lawyers exercise what are called their peremptory challenges, which means, like you said, you can take the jurors off for any reason you want. A lot of people think we select a jury. We really eliminate a jury and you take the first 12 left over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's kind of what it's like. You take the first, the 12 people that no one really disliked or that didn't have any strange decisions or strange thoughts about or opinions about the trial or something like that. You kind of get, I mean, I hate to say milquetoast, but you just get the people that are like, yeah, I think I could be fair.
Yeah, and it was interesting, too. One of the reporting today, one of the jurors that they thought they had selected actually came in and said, people know it's me because I was getting information, right? Like, so she was like, enough identifying stuff went out about me and I don't want to do this anymore because, right? Like, people know that it's me. To what extent, you have never defended Donald Trump or a person, I think, at that stature, right? Of that, and what I mean by that is, you know, sensational. I think his trial is going to be unbelievably sensational. But is it the case, like, can we even, how do I say, get, and I know you have full faith in a jury system, because I picked on you on this about Chad Daybell.
I do.
Because I was like, how is it the case that people don't know what happened with the wife and And you were like, no, the jury system, this is how this works. But now let's just level this thing up, right? This is Donald Trump. He was president for 4 years. A lot of people have feelings about him, and it's New York City. I'm going to tell you what, his name is on a building probably, right? You know, on the same block of where they are. How is it even possible? Like, I'm, again, not as persuaded as you are that this is going to work.
So I like the jury system. I've done over 200 jury trials. And the beauty of it is this, Leah. The judge tells the jury what the law is. The jurors don't get to say, well, and if they do say, well, I don't agree with that law, then they don't get to serve. The judge tells the jury what the law is. The lawyers, through the trial process, through the witnesses, tell the jury what the facts are. And then at the end of the day, the jury goes back and says, okay, here's the law. Here's the facts that we heard. Do those facts equate to a violation of the law? You know what I mean? And if you've got a juror who can say, look, I'll put aside all my feelings about Trump, my love, my hate, whatever it is. I'll listen to the facts and I will apply the law, judge, that you tell me I have to apply, not the least of which is the presumption of innocence. The state has the burden of proof. That proof is very high, proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And what constitutes the crime itself? That is, that he knowingly, intentionally falsified documents in order to hush up this, you know, where the source of the money came from. If you say, look, I can listen to the facts and I can apply the law as you instruct us, judge, then that person can sit on the jury.
Yeah. No, and I also think it's interesting. You said 200 people would have shown up and they don't know, like, you don't get called for the Donald Trump trial, right? Doesn't it basically that you get a jury summons and you show up
trial. Yeah, am I going to do you don't do juries in divorce cases, but I'm going to hear a civil, dog bite case. And all of a sudden, no, it's a state of New York versus Donald Trump. Okay, well, here we go.
There's the former president right there.
And to me, and I hate to play cynic because I'm defending the jury process. You have to wonder if some of these jurors want to serve. And so they're going to answer the questions in a manner that makes them more likely to be selected for jury, because they all raise their right hand, but we don't know the background.
Right.
Of them.
And by the way, when they write that tell-all book, right, after the trial, they're going to make money for the rest of their lives.
Although in the last 20 or 30 years, we do have the ability to look into the minds of jurors a little bit by their social media. We didn't have that before. I mean, you wouldn't know anything about a juror and you'd say, well, you know, school teachers are better than nurses. And I'm just making stuff up.
But what's interesting, what you just said, the reporting said that, a lot of jurors were being let go because their social media.
Right. You find a post that they wrote a couple years ago saying, I think Trump is a second coming. You know what I mean? Like, well, wait a minute. That person's not going to be unbiased. You know what I mean? And maybe they've answered something different in their questioning that the judge does with them. So, yeah, we do have the benefit of social media. You can bet that every one of these 18 jurors have been really scrutinized in terms of what they've said. And I don't know how long this trial is supposed to go. I would assume several weeks. But that 18 is going to get to 17, to 16, to 15. All you need is 12. But if you can't seat 12, you're going to start the trial over.
Right.
Well, that'll be interesting to watch, and I'm looking forward to that trial.
Yeah, we'll have you keep talking about it.
However it shakes out, I really am. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a new book, and you have a lot of interest in this, Lee, and I'm interested in your guests that you've invited, so stay with us.